National Division. He moved to New York. Cocksure, buoyant, bubbly, Johnson was utterly unintimidated by the city. At age 42, he was only now starting to find his stride in life. Johnson's new boss, Henry Weigel, was a tyrant who ran a tight, Spartan company. Weigel would pinch a penny until it screamed. At first, Johnson managed to avoid Weigel's wrath. He delivered results and was out of the country half the time, visiting the company's far-flung international operations. But Johnson's flamboyant style guaranteed an eventual collision with his indomitable boss. Always drawn to celebrities, Johnson soon befriended the former football star Frank Gifford, then announcing Monday Night Football and pitching ads for Standard Brand's Dry Sack Sherry. Through Gifford, he met an array of big names, football commissioner Pete Rozelle, race car mogul Roger Penske, broadcast buddy Don Meredith, Rune Arledge, who headed ABC Sports. The Giffer, the glitz, the contacts, Johnson thrived. Beaten down Standard Brand's executives rallied around this buoyant newcomer. So too did he become a favorite of the Standard Brand's board. They rewarded him by naming him a director in 1974 and promoting him to president a year later. In 1976, the board named Johnson chief operating officer, making him Weigel's clear heir apparent. Weigel, who had torpedoed successors before, dispatched a team of auditors to Canada. Eventually, Weigel learned of Johnson's huge New York limo tab, which the company was picking up. He began